It's Brian, your lunatic friend. I've been kind of slow at getting to the Blue Skies project because for 2 years I'd been either recording or being on the road. I was effectively a workaholic, and the first thing that happens is domestic bliss at home goes missing. I'd become so self-involved that I forgot I was married. I remember many times coming home from a tour and my wife wouldn't even look up in the kitchen. And here's where that scripture in Matthew comes home to roost. What is it worth if a man wins the whole world and loses his own soul? In the last year and a half, I had done three records, a Christmas project, a Spanish project, and a worship project. And now I was starting another record. But the trouble is, I wasn't even winning at the world. In gospel music, they have a thing called the Dove Awards. It's the Christian equivalent of a Grammy Award. And I'd been nominated for Male Vocalist of the Year 6 times and never won. And there's nothing like sitting in the audience with a camera on you when they say, "And the winner is not you." And you're supposed to act all Christian and smile like I was just happy to be nominated. In 2 albums, I had 9 number 1 singles from 2 records, Slow Revival and Mercy. And stunningly, I still felt like a failure. Looking back now, I refer to myself as the Susan Lucci of gospel music. And I think my records got a lot of attention from radio because the publicist was cute. Radio programmers always picked up the phone when she called. And she wasn't the only woman in the music industry that I was spending more time with than my wife. And if you're working with a woman all the time, an intimacy develops whether you see it coming or not. And no, in my mind, I wasn't out of bounds, but a counselor would call it a transfer of affection. It wouldn't check all the boxes of an affair, but the damage is pretty much the same, and suspicion needs no proof. And I started putting accountability measures in place, but that wouldn't fix the problems of never being home. So not only was I losing at awards, but I was losing at marriage. I assigned myself probation officers so that I wasn't alone in the room with a woman. It was something Billy Graham had been doing from the beginning. We even put it in my contract that a woman couldn't pick me up at the airport. Now, you would have thought that would have been received well around church people, but putting all these safeguards in place made me look like a pariah. Not only had I become hyper aware of my own fallibilities, but I started to feel like everyone thought I was lecherous. And I would become ashamed of having a sex drive, and attacking the problem would only make me hyper aware of women. And for the next 8 years, I would be bailing water from a sinking marriage. And one of the first songs I would write for Blue Skies is called Turnin'. I was always impressed with Sting's work. He seemed to use a 7/4 time signature all the time and make it sound pop. A 7/4 time signature is where there's a tag at the end of the measure, so it's like da 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 da, and I would sing Lord above, I'm selfish, born and bred, and everything I had to give kept instead. And then I would sing, and I believe those days are over now, cause here I am turning myself in, show me how, cause my ways aren't like your ways are. So I'm turning to you, I'm turning, turning to give myself away. And I love this song, but a lot of people didn't get the groove. And looking back now, I can see my growing disappointment in the fact that God didn't fix everything for me in one prayer. Even if I sang that those days were over now, they weren't. And maybe I skipped over that verse in the Bible where Jesus says, "Anyone who comes after me must deny himself, take up his cross daily." Oh man, nobody wants to hear that. And one of the most common prayers I've prayed in my lifetime is, "Dear God, I don't want to." There was one song for this record that I was pitched. It was pretty much already written. I liked it, but it was called "After This Love Is Gone." It reminded me of another song by Earth, Wind, and Fire. And honestly, I was sick of people giving up on love because it didn't feel good anymore. But I loved the chord progression in the song, so I would write new lyrics, because it might feel like love is gone, but feelings fade, so maybe we should just take it one day at a time. And I would change the lyrics to "After This Day Is Gone," because I remember a song by James Taylor called "Fire and Rain," where he says, "I've had some days that I thought would never end." And he also writes in that song, "Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand." And I would write, "Because I believe that after this day is gone, long after all the damage is done, there's still a place in your heart for me." And I was even thinking, "And you might be the only one," but I didn't put that in the song. And to this day, this song might fit every day. When I look back at the Blue Skies project and the list of songs, I was surprised to notice how many songs were not mine. I was being pitched songs by other writers, and I can only imagine that they wanted me to be happier than I was. I might have been more manic than ministry-minded. All I knew is I was disheartened and I was trying to cover it up. And another song that was pitched to me was One touch away. Yeah, it sounded like a quick fix to me. Here's how to get better in 3 easy steps. 1 touch away, 2 steps apart, 3 little words. It wasn't my favorite song, but it was hookier than a lot of the stuff I was writing. And now I think that maybe with the flurry of records they were putting out, it might have meant that I wasn't selling enough to warrant the money they were spending. And I would start to realize that they were putting whole songs in my mouth when they pitched me another song. It was called No Greater Love. I like the opening lines. Late at night, while the city lies sleeping and the streets grow quiet, I go drifting back and remember the time you first touched my life. Now, I didn't write those lines, but it felt like I did when for the first time the producer wanted to change the lyrics. He didn't like the line, I go drifting back and remember. He didn't think it sounded earnest enough for a Christian song, and he had me sing While I'm Searching My Heart. Wow, seriously? As a Christian, we're supposed to scrutinize every memory we have? I already felt like I was working too hard to be a Christian. This would be a major turning point in my life, that I was never going to live up to the standard of Christian artist. And it took me back to the days of the Mercy Project, when I had a hit song that started with, have you ever been lied to, thought to be someone that you just can't be? And maybe that's why in evangelism we love to minister to the homeless guy under the bridge, because we don't know him well enough to know how many failures he has on a daily basis. And it's like they say, familiarity breeds contempt. And here's where I began to get a hold of God. And I would write a song called Take Another Look at Me. And the lyrics open with, I know the things that hurt you by heart. I know before the bad feelings start. I know the way you turn away, melting inside. I know you think you're fixing yourself. You think of me and it scares you away. Pretty sure you know what I'd say. You've heard so many people cry, speaking for me, they all claim. You ought to know right by now. And then in the hook, Jesus says, take a look at me. Don't you know me? I've always been by your side. Take another look at me. You can need me. I know when you're tired and when you're alone and lost. And this reminds me of another song that I wrote where I admitted that we all feel lost sometimes. And this is where Christian antagonists step in. Oh no, once you know Jesus, you're never lost. In fact, I was dropped from an evangelistic crusade because I admitted that in the song. You gotta remember that feeling lost can be a feeling, for God's sake. And sure, feelings aren't always true, but that doesn't keep you from having them. And now we've covered the first 5 songs on the Blue Skies Project. There was more heartache starting this record than there was at the end. And we'll get to those songs in the next episode of Jesus and Music from my perspective. This is one of the highlights of NutshellSermons.com, by the way, where I also post prayers you won't hear in church, and Nutshell Sermons, which are 2-minute antagonistic devotions. And I appreciate your support of this podcast, but only if you see any value in it. Thanks for lending me an ear. Sign the comments if you would, and share this with somebody you know.